November 2nd, day two at the Virginia Film Festival in lovely downtown Charlottesville. We're in the Main Street Arena, where you can come by to get your tickets, hats, posters, schedules, everything Virginia Film Festival related. I'm talking with Dan Mervish, the director of Between Us, which screens Saturday at 7 p.m. at Vinegar Hill. Dan, thank you for coming by.
No, thank you for having me.
You just got here. You just walked in the building and they grabbed you and threw you to the back of the room.
Exactly. Yeah, I just came from the airport. And I was I just came from Memphis, where we screened last night at the Indie Memphis Film Festival. So.
Well, that's one of the questions I was going to get to about other festival screenings.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about the film Between
Us.
It is it's a film based on a play, an off-Broadway play.
Right, right.
And tell me about the film. What's it about?
The short answer is it's two couples yelling and throwing things at each other. For 90 minutes. That's pretty much it. Yeah, it's in the vein of Virginia Woolf and films like that. But it addresses, I think, some original themes. And, you know, it's a dark comedy. It's very dark. Not much comedy. But it's more or less of a drama. But it's interesting, and it's about two couples who are old friends who reunite over the course of two evenings at one of their Midwestern houses, and then 2 years again later at a New York apartment, and it kind of deals with what happened on the first night. Something happened, and we find out what.
How did you get involved with the film? Did you see the play and think, I got to direct this?
No, I never saw it. To this day, I've never seen the play.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I had, the last movie I did, or one of the last movies, was called Open House. It was a real estate musical because someone had to make one.
You know what? I actually think I recall hearing about it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. With Sally Kellerman and Anthony Rapp. And, and there was talk at the time of turning that into a stage play. So that sort of took me to Broadway to meet with a lot of people with jazz hands and about turning it into something. And while I was in those meetings, I said, well, look, I don't know much about this theater stuff you guys talk about, but I do know how to make movies. So do you guys have any plays, not necessarily musicals, but plays that would make good film adaptations? And they said, yeah, here's stacks and stacks of plays, the scripts to them. And if a play wins the Tony or the Pulitzer, Scott Rudin or Warner Brothers or Fox will pick up the rights.
Right.
But anything less than that, and there's a lot of great material out there, just nobody really bothers with because there's not much money in it for either the playwrights or especially their agents. They're all trying to get them TV deals.
Sure.
So, which is why TV's gotten so much better in the last few years because it's populated by playwrights in the writing rooms. Anyway, so I had a stack of about 30 plays. Two of them kind of gravitated to the top of my pile. One was Between Us, and the other was a play at the time called Farragut North, which turned into The Ides of March.
I
passed on that. I was, and that George Clooney, he got a...
That would have just been too high profile.
Yeah. Well, he got a good happy ending for my sloppy seconds off that one. But I thought that Between Us was sort of more original and thematically fit where I was in my life, midlife, having babies and in marriage and struggling financially and these, it kind of fit emotionally with where I was. And so I got together with Joe Hortua, the playwright, and we co-wrote the adaptation together. And
so you worked with the original playwright.
Yeah, I worked with him. And so, probably 90% of the dialogue, or 85% at least, is from the original play.
Mm-hmm.
But then structurally and visually, we did a lot of different things, which was kind of a nice, interesting way to adapt it and still make it into a film. And anyway, we thought we were going to make this in 2007, 2008 for, $2 or $3 million, and we had a great cast at the time and great team of people, and then the financial crisis hit.
And I remember reading something about that.
Yeah, exactly. So, now luckily for me, that coincided with getting a book offer on a completely unrelated project.
I had
invented a fake McCain advisor during the last campaign and got with another friend of mine, and we got a book deal based on that, and... which actually just came out as an ebook this week.
What's it called?
It's called I Am Martin Eisenstadt, One Man's Wildly Inappropriate Adventures with the Last Republicans. and it was a lot of fun. Anyway, and we were talking about turning that into a TV series or maybe a movie. But that kind of ran its course over year and a half or 2 years, mm-hmm. and did very well as a book. Much better reviews than any of my films have ever gotten. But then we decided to come back to Between Us. We're like, you know what? At the end of the day, it's four people in two rooms. How hard could that be?
Right.
So we started just raising money, just going to Facebook, and we did Kickstarter campaigns.
Really? So is this fully independently funded?
Oh, it doesn't get much more independently funded. I call it dependently funded.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. But the nice thing was the script never changed at all, the screenplay. Mm-hmm. So it was still, you know, as if it was a bigger budget production.
And did you have any cast associated with it?
We did, yeah. Because we still had access to some of the same actors, but also, more importantly, their agents and managers who still loved the screenplay. So that hadn't, even though the budget changed, the script didn't. So we wound up with Julia Stiles, mm-hmm. Taye Diggs, Melissa George, and David Harbour, who was actually in the original play. And, you know, and it's just great performances, and they all really embraced the concept of it, did it for next to nothing. And you know, we had a great cinematographer, Nancy Schreiber, who's one of the only women in the ASC. And so it looks fantastic. And, yeah, we just started premiering it about 3 or 4 weeks ago at a festival in Germany.
Well, let's look back.
Yeah.
So you've taken it to...
We're at the Oldenburg Film Festival, which is a terrific festival in Germany. We mm-hmm. had the world premiere there. Then we went to the Athens Film Festival in Greece, which was a lot of fun. Did the North American premiere at the Hamptons, went to Woodstock, was just in Indy, Memphis,
right
here, and then continuing on to Napa Valley, Whistler, where the closing night film in Gijón, Spain, which is a really nice festival.
Very nice.
There. It's playing in Brisbane, Australia, the Bahamas Film Festival. So, you know, it's getting a nice tour, and I'm going with it.
Well, what brought you... This is your leading question here. What brought you to Charlottesville and the Virginia Film Festival?
Well, I've known Jody Kilbasa, who runs the festival, for a number of years.
That's right.
And he had kind of, he'd actually been following the progress of the film, even from when we were first starting to raise money. Before he even moved to Virginia, he knew about this. And so he was always very interested in it. And then an old friend of mine from, I grew up in Omaha, Wendy Novikoff, who lives in here in Charlottesville.
That's she went here in the theater scene.
Yeah, but that's right.
Yeah.
So she heard that we were looking to get the movie off the ground and raise money, and so she really helped quite a lot with that. And she was familiar with the original play. She had considered it, doing it as a production here at one point. So that was great.
Yeah.
And she was really one of the, she was probably the second supporter who really came on board, which means a lot, you know. So I thought it would be nice to bring it back here between Wendy and Jody's involvement, you know. And then I was here just a couple of years ago for the Student Film Festival.
That's right.
They brought me in as a special guest, and that was a lot of fun. I had a terrific time here. So I thought, you know, why not? Yeah. It's always been a great festival. You know, it's got a terrific reputation on the festival circuit. I mean, I'm also one of the founders of the Slam Dance Film Festival in Park City, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, so I sort of know the festival world pretty well. And, you know, and I know that, you know, in this day and age, you know, you may never get a theatrical release.
Right.
We may. I mean, mm-hmm. distributors have just started seeing the film in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you're... festival run is your theatrical release, and in a way it's better because you get to engage the audience and have Q&As and interviews and introductions and things like that, which I think is a much more interesting way as a filmmaker to make the film and then show the film. You know, I always say, if you know, film is like the tree in the forest. If you don't show it to anyone, does it really exist? I mean, it's just it's just light and shadow, or, you know, zeros and ones. So really, until you start putting it in front of an audience, you don't know what you've got. So,
talking with Dan Mervish, the director of Between Us, who is not a tree in the forest. Between Us screens Saturday at 7 p.m. at Vinegar Hill. So you just got here. You haven't even taken your coat off yet.
No. And I hear it's going to get cold tonight, so I don't think I will take my coat off.
Just keep the coat on.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, what other films you're lined up to see?
Well, I'd love to see All the President's Men.
Yes.
As I imagine a lot of other people would love to see it, but I'm going to be at the front of the wait line for that one.
And so. Obviously you're in the middle of this. You just finished the film. You're still showing it around. You're going to other festivals, but do you have Another project that's on the back burner right now that you'll be able to bring to the front?
I'm reading, actually, another stack of plays. I was just in New York for a couple of those other festivals and met with those same theater agents or their equivalents and said, well, it worked the first time. Let's. You got anything else? So, but I'm also reading some novels and to consider for adaptations as well. And yeah, so... But I think more than most people, I know that this whole festival run, it can take a while. Yes. You know, if you jump into your next project too soon, you miss out on the fun of showing your film.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, what's the point then? You know, so I'm taking my time with it and just having fun going to all these great festivals.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you brought it to the Virginia Film Festival on our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here.
I hope that you get to see some great films while you're here, and I hope we get a good turnout for Between Us, screening Saturday night, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Vinegar Hill, talking with director Dan Mirvish. Thank you, Dan.
No, thank you.